ぞ。
Once a super champion, admired by billions, has proclaimed himself a wild man, afraid of going on an uncontrollable rampage at any moment.
Hey, yo, stupid.
Well, I'm first to rock, more loves to this jock. By my side and with the mix, clutch, scratches, matches, all cuts combined, the faster master.
You ain't no pimp. You're a rep thief and vow. You're a rep thief and vow.
チーム友達関西関東西東北南チーム友達チーム友達チーム友達チーム友達チーム友達チーム友達俺たち何えチーム友達お好み焼き食うつる阪神腹いっぱい飯はうまい寂しいし電話来たりかけ直した後すぐ行く会いに TEAMTOMODACHI 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 チーム友達混ざり合いちぎりかわし飲んでる先ちぎりちぎりちぎりちぎりちぎりちぎろちぎろちぎろちぎろちぎりちぎりちぎりちぎりちぎろちぎろちぎろちぎろちぎろちぎろチーム友達チーム友達関西関東西東北南チーム友達チーム友達チーム友達チーム友達チーム友達チーム友達チーム友達俺たち何えチーム友達
What it is. Yeah, y'all. Big Mike coming at you live and direct. Max City Limits Radio Show. Philosopher King Central. What's up with the crew? Ain't nothing going on with me. Ain't nothing going on with me. Not at all. Just sitting back, man, got my popcorn, man, watching the world burn. Oh, yeah, man. The world is a crazy place. Today is a... I think I'm going to do a two-part show. Well, not really a two-part show, a two-topic show. You know, just speaking on things that come to mind from conversations that I've had with family and friends. Yeah, man, I think I'm going to do that. So, I think the first thing on the plate, let's do the P. Diddy thing. Let's do P. Diddy. Y'all want to do that? Let's do that. It's not so much really about P. Diddy. It's more so about the culture. And more so about what you can, what you can't do, and what you can't get away with these days. From time to time, I'll have cats, man, hit me up. And they'll ask me, how do you, you know, get the porn started? Or, you know, how do you do the power tricking? And, you know, there's a lot of questions that's circling around. You know, sex, whether it be like the hustle, the pimping, the macking, the tricking, the porn, you know, or just some everyday square shit, man. And I'm just here to tell you, man, just dealing with women, period, now, man. It's like, you know, it's like stepping on a landmine, man. Or I think the correct term would be walking across a field that you know that there are landmines there, but you don't know where they are. I think that's more so the analogy. You know, you got a big field and you don't necessarily know where the landmines are. Heaven forbid, lo and behold, man, you should fucking crap out and goddamn step on a landmine when you're dealing with these broads out here, man. So a lot of cats, man, think that I'll just be trying to be funny style, man. And I'm not, man. I want y'all to hustle. I want y'all to get money. I want y'all to get bread. I want y'all to enjoy yourself. But at the same time, you know, it's not the early 2000s no more, fellas. It just ain't. And these courts, they just looking for any excuse to lock your black ass up, man. They do not care. I done told you, they have conscripted the black woman into their army to thoroughly skull fuck you, man. Mm-hmm. Now, there are some sisters out there that ain't with it, and I found that they are few and far between. You know, they're not going to sign up for that role, man, because they love the brothers, man. But you got some females out there that got an axe to grind, and for whatever reason, they just can't wait to stick it to you. They can't. They can't wait to stick it to you, Jack. So, like, when P. Diddy had that issue with Cassie and shit, man, since I've been involved in the lifestyle of dealing with women and dealing with sex and dealing with money and dealing with parties, and, you know, I know how it go, man. I know exactly how it go. The female is all in as long as she getting cashed out. As long as she getting cashed out, she's all in, okay? Trust me, I done been there, done that. You know what I mean? Then all of a sudden, when you move on to the next best thing, to some new meat, you know, the females that you did have on the squad, man, you know, they get in their feelings, man. And then they be wanting to get some get back, bruh. So that's what I was thinking more so on Cassie. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that I think P. Diddy is an angel. I've never said that shit. You know, he's had a whole bunch of nonsense come out through the 90s and the 2000s, man, where, I mean, just how he did his artists alone should let you know that he's a shady dude, man. You know what I mean? So there's a big difference between him and, let's say, a Bill Cosby. When Bill Cosby got in that nonsense, man, me and Tony, you know, it didn't pass the smell test, man. We like, nah, this is some bullshit right here, man. This is some bullshit. And then we went ahead and we gave y'all the reasons why we thought it was bullshit. And we dotted our I's and crossed our T's and brought all the facts, man. And, you know, we showed and proved. And then, true to fashion, the world finally caught up with the ultimate wisdom of the power tricks, man. Maybe like 3 or 4 years for folks to actually come to their senses and be like, oh, well, maybe Cosby didn't do it. No shit. But never have I ever said that individuals such as R. Kelly or P. Diddy were innocent. I know that P. Diddy and R. Kelly, they like to party. And I know that the majority of the females that they did kick it with, they were all in. They were very, very willing participants in the Freak Fest. I'm pretty sure of that. And then, of course, once the money runs out or P. Diddy or R. Kelly went on to the next best thing, went on to some new meat, that's when the chicks started tripping. Oh, he did this to me. Oh, he did that to me. Oh, boo-hoo. Yeah, okay, all right. So now we got P. Diddy. He on the hot plate, man. And, you know, they going to get him for, sex trafficking, man. And I don't think y'all understand that the whole concept or the term sex trafficking now is it's all about you just having sex, really. You know, it used to be if you were pandering or if you were actively involved in pimping on the females and putting them out there to have sex for money. You know, that's what sex trafficking used to be. But now, oh, society's got a new trick for your ass, man. Yes, those privatized prisons, they need bodies, man. So they pass all these laws, man, that they want to wrangle in the tricks as well as the pimps. So now, if you a trick, you can be brought up on sexual trafficking. Yeah, man. Yeah, it's a dangerous time to be a man, baby. It's a dangerous time to be a man. I do not recommend anybody getting into the field that I used to be into, man. Especially the kind of adult entertainment that I was into, man. Where you just hit the streets, man. And you got your pen and your pad and you got your camera. And you just filming any female that's just down to get down, man. I mean, you really got to be super professional now, man. Yeah, man. I do not want to set the players up, man, to get roasted. To get drugged down in some sort of dragnet, man. To be brought up on charges for sex trafficking, man. Yeah, it's dangerous out there, man. But what I do believe, you know, with this P. Diddy, you know, I think that he's going to be a sacrificial lamb because him, just like Jeffrey Epstein, he knows where the bodies are buried. You know, he knows a lot of entertainers, you know, musicians and whatnot that, you know, that they have frequented his parties. And from what I'm hearing, you know, little birdies are chirping that, you know, he's got tapes on folks, man. You know what I mean? So it's going to be interesting to see what actually happens with Mr. Combs. It's going to be real interesting. Maybe he doesn't even get out of this alive. You know, because that's what happened to your boy Epstein, allegedly. You know, I mean, I can actually see them transporting him to another island and him getting a facial reconstructive surgery and whatnot and just have him just disappear. You know what I mean? Same way with P. Diddy, man. Something gotta happen. Something gotta break. Because he know where the bodies are buried, man. He got all them tapes, you know, he threw all them parties. And so yeah, man. It's gonna be real interesting to see how the industry or the elites or the powers that be treat Mr. Diddy. Yeah, because, I mean, for the longest, I mean, he was protected. He was protected. There's a lot of things that happened in the media as far as them ignoring a lot of his indiscretions. Yeah, they ignored a lot of the dirt that P. Diddy was involved in. But I figure it's just about time to cut ties. It's about that time for those handlers, those powerful individuals, cut ties, man, because P. Diddy's become a liability, man. Because he don't know how to control his passions, man. And that's just crazy, man, just to have all that money, man, just to be doing dumb shit. But I can understand, once you get a lot of money, man, because I fell victim to it for a while myself, man. Once you get money, man, you just like, man, fuck it, I got the money, I may as well have some fun, you know what I mean? And then when you get like millions and billions of dollars, man, I mean, you always looking for that next high, that next rush, you know, and you're like, wow, what can I do to top what I just did? You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I done had me two females, I done had me menage a trois, and then you done had like eight or nine menage a trois. Then all of a sudden you like, I'm bored with menage a trois. I want to have a menage a trois with a tranny. With two trannies. Oh, man. I'm just saying, that's how it go, man. When you get enough money and you done did everything there is to do, you always trying to find something that'll top that last experience you had, man. Now, I'm not saying that I was trying to get with no trannies. I don't want y'all to read into that. What I am saying is, like, when it came to, like, dealing with women, man, I done did damn near any and everything there is to do with a goddamn woman or multiple women. I'm like, shit, you know what I mean? I'm like, hey, baby, why don't you get butt naked and run around the apartment 3 times? Take a swig of this beer, take a puff of this joint. Then I need you to sit on homegirl face. And then I'm going to come over and I'm going to stick my... Okay, all right. I think I get the picture. Yeah, man, you're always trying to do something crazier, something freakier, something that ain't been done yet, man. You know, and that's what P. Diddy's issue was. That's what anybody's issue is that's rich and famous. You just get bored. You're like, man, I don't want to do that no more. I want to do something different. I want to do something different. Mm-hmm. And that's why you have all these dudes doing that fruitcake stuff, man. You know, sky's the limit. And then, of course, they make it seem like it's normal. Once you get in those circles, you know, that fruitcake shit is normal, man. And they convince you, or they convince everybody that's around you, man, that, you know, hey, you can do whatever you want. This is the divine right of kings. No one here is going to judge you. We all do it. You know, you get that peer pressure in the mix, too. Yeah, but what these brothers don't seem to understand, like your P. Diddy's and your R. Kelly's and your Bill Cosby's, man, it's like, you're not white. You're not in the elite club, man. You're not elite status. All of you are sacrificial lambs. So when it's time to actually make it seem like the powers that be or the governments are actually righteous and they're really against sex trafficking and all these illicit sex crimes, you know, they got a dummy. They got a fall guy, and that's going to be your black ass. Yeah, man. So, yeah, to the fellas out there, man, don't take it personal, man, if any of y'all have ever reached out and, you know, y'all wanted in-depth information about how to do this and how to do that. I'm just saying, man, it's a different day and age. It's a different time. I started to hustle back in 2003. You know what I mean? It is 2024 now, Jack. Man, you can't do the stuff that I was doing now. You can't do that. You are playing with fire, son. Big time, boy. Even though I know some, you know, players, man, that's doing their thing still on the porn end. Shout out to my boy Rick Nasty. Yeah, but you know, he's polished himself up, man. He's become much more professional through the years. So yeah, when you do this hustle now, man, you gotta be real careful, man. Real careful, man. 2003 is when I got in the game, man. I got in the game when it was like VHS tapes. You know what I mean? I got in the game when the Freaknik was popping, you know what I mean? Shit. You are playing with fire now, Jack. The days of just, you know, kicking it and partying, just having indiscriminate sex, drug-fueled sex with any female of your choosing. Nah, man, you're gonna have to vet these females, man. You're gonna have to vet them. Because, like I said, man, you'll never know when you stumble upon a Jezebel, man, a plant who just trying to get with you just so that she can somehow, some way, squeeze some pennies out of you, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you meet a chick, man, and y'all go back to the hotel. And hell, man, I mean, especially if you're a D-boy, man, you know, because I used to run with a lot of D-boys, and you got, like, man, I don't know, you got a hotel, like I don't know if y'all have ever had any of these, like, functions, man. Like I said, like a P. Diddy freak fest, right? And you got, like, a big-ass hotel. It wasn't not a room, but it's like a condo. We would rent out condos, man. And then we would have strippers come through, man. It'd be like 4 or 5 strippers. And, yeah, there'd be some sex-fueled or some drug-fueled sexual antics going on, man. You can't, nah, you don't do that. Don't do that, man. Like right now, man, like my peoples, man, they got my cousins, man. Hopefully, man, they'll be out in 5-6 years, man. But yeah, they done, the feds done pent drug charges on them. And in this situation, in this case, they was never ratted out or snitched on by no broads, man. It was the niggas, man. The niggas that they claim was solid and was cool in the game, man, that basically flipped on them and sold them up the river and shit, man. But yeah, for the longest, man, they lived the life. Had extreme fun, man. Like I'm telling you, man. But unfortunately, all good things must come to an end. What goes up must come down. Shit. And like I said, man, we would have them parties, man. It would be like, you know, I don't even want to talk about what sort of party favors was there. You know, because, you know, Big Mike ain't totally out the woods. You know what I mean? You just never know. You never know who plotting on a brother. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, the females was, they was hype. They was lit, man. And they was doing the do. They was getting down, Jack. That's right. But I don't recommend y'all do that shit no more, man. If you do anything like that, I mean, you really got to know that chick, man. You really got to know that female. And even then, there ain't no guarantee, man. I mean, you see the shit that's going on with Vince McMahon. You see the shit that's just going on with any man of means that's got money. Any man that's tricking off. Yeah, man, they're going to try and hit your ass with pandering, sex trafficking. They're going to try and hit you with the kitchen sink, the whole kit and caboodle, bruh. Oh, my God damn, man. Seriously? But, yeah, man, for what I see, from what I've heard, man, they have not caught up with P. Diddy. He is, what is that? Yeah, he's on the run out at some Caribbean islands. Cape Verde or Antigua, whatever, man. Yeah, islands that have a non-extradition treaty. So yeah, this is gonna, I'm gonna be watching this real close, man, to see exactly what happens with homeboy. Cause you know, I'm a firm believer, man, that you reap what you sow, bruh. You know what I mean? And it may not happen that day, it may not happen that week, it may not happen that month. But, you know, your sins will catch up with you, bruh. Your sins will catch up with you. Hell, my sins caught up with me. But my sins caught up with me in a different way, man. My sins caught up with me in just a very bad lifestyle. You know what I mean? Not taking care of myself. The wages of sin is death. So with me ignoring my health, man, being locked in with a hedonistic lifestyle. Yeah, man, I'm paying for that shit now, Jack. So, whenever I come on here and I holler at y'all, man, I'm speaking on certain things. You know, I'm really hoping that y'all learn from my life and learn from my mistakes, man. You know, it's cool to enjoy yourself and have fun, but not go the way of extremes. Do not be extreme in your hedonism, man. Go ahead, get your rocks off, enjoy yourself, have your fun. But for the most part, above all things, man, don't use people, don't hurt people, don't harm people. You know, everything that you do, please make it consensual. And like I said, even though you may have got with a female and that she may be a consenting adult, you know, you still got to navigate that landmine, man. Or that minefield. Because you just never know what's going on in the back of that broad head, man. One day she cool, the next day she ain't. And you like, damn, bitch, what is going on? You know what I mean? Yeah, so you got to know a whole lot about psychology and female nature in order to not end up on a Me Too list. Okay, well, you know what? I got another topic I want to speak on, but I'm not going to do it right now, man. I'll probably do that at the end of the month. I just wanted to come on here and just give y'all this little brief synopsis, man, of what I think is going on with the diddler. Yeah, man. Big Mike, the almighty one himself, Triple XL, coming at y'all live and direct. Max City Limits Radio Show, Philosopher King Central. One love to the crew, and I'm out.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill, the story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill, you stay in Wonderland, and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
The darkness falls away to morning as a lone masked manhunter, the world's greatest detective, delivers three agents of a foreign power.
Appreciate all the trouble you went through. You must understand, the experiments we've been conducting here are against our will.
The biggest and boldest robbery in the history of New York, and a one-man job at that. So, you know who I am. Tell me, how did you figure it out?
If you would permit me a moment to light my pipe when it comes to...